This is a very busy time of year at the post office. How busy do you expect to be as far as holiday packages are concerned this holiday season?
Well, the men and women of the Postal Service will deliver more than 15 billion pieces of mail and packages between Thanksgiving and New Year's. We're projecting more than a 10% increase in package volume. More than 850 million packages will be delivered during this period.
Wow, that's a lot. What are the deadlines we need to remember to ensure delivery by Christmas Day?
Yes, for our men and women serving overseas, cards and letters need to be in the mail by December 11th and packages by December 16th. On the domestic side, for cards and letters by December 19th, December 20th for priority mail, and for those procrastinators out there, priority mail express by December 22nd.
All right, so those are some deadlines that are coming quickly. I mean, the 11th, we're talking, that's less than a week away.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about informed delivery and other services that make it easier to send and receive packages through the U.S. Postal Service.
Yes, informed delivery is a digital preview of mail and packages that will be delivered that day. It's a customized solution, and customers are encouraged to sign up for free at informeddelivery.com. This will enable customers to receive text messages or email alerts notifying them that a package is en route and additional notifications when the package has delivered. And for customers who may not be home, they can also provide delivery instructions online and authorize the carrier to leave the package in a specific location.
Oh, that's a nice feature. Mistakes get made, and sometimes it's the fault of the Postal Service, but oftentimes it's our fault, the people that are shipping and receiving packages. What are some things that we can do to avoid glitches this season?
Well, first, Paul, I would say select a durable box. We want to protect the contents. So Priority Mail Express boxes are free at the local post office. We would encourage our customers to properly address packages, include both the to and from information, print clearly, and most importantly, never guess a zip code. No zip is better than a wrong zip. And customers can look up a zip code at USPS.com under Quick Tools.
There you go. Holiday stamps. I have not yet paid attention to what the holiday stamps look like this year. What do you got?
Paul, we have a wide variety of contemporary and religious stamps for the holidays. They can be purchased online at USPS.com/shop or at one of our 31,000 post offices. We have Christmas carols, songbirds, holiday windows, and more traditional stamps such as the Madonna and Child and the Nativity scene.
Oh, beautiful stuff. All right. Well, Megan, we appreciate you joining us this morning. I know it's a very busy time at the post office. We appreciate the information today.
Thank you, Paul. Happy holidays.
And to you, too. Bye now.